So let me tell you this, y'all. I'm going to start off like this. You know, my podcast is a little bit different from everybody else's. You know, I'm a little bit all over the place sometimes. So you have to bear with me. Sometimes I don't have the patience to break everything down sometimes. I just like to get into it because sometimes, you know, people waste time in talking about stuff that ain't got nothing to do with the other. So what I want to talk about is the verses with Bone Thugs and 666 Mafia. I grew up in the area of Atlanta bass and everything. Don't get me wrong, I like the Bone Thugs. There's certain songs that I like. They had some hits, they had some classics, you know what I'm saying? But I was a 666 girl, you know what I'm saying? I was a 3-6 Mafia type chick. I like Gangsta Boo, Little Chat. I like the whole vibe of them, you know what I'm saying? So I really felt like 3-6 Mafia had more hits than Bone Thugs, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, Bone Thugs were a legend. They won Grammys and different things like that. I'm not taking them out the game. But for me, I grew up in Atlanta, and that was the era of that new crunk music, Turn the Club Up and Sipping on Some Scissor Up and Riding on Spinners, and like I can go on, and Chicken Head to name a few. I mean, I was a Gangsta Boo, Little Chat. I mean, I liked the Gangsta Boo at first, but then I start, like, when Little Chat came out, it just changed the whole game. I'm like, it just changed it for me, because I think Gangsta Boo, they fell out or whatever with, she fell out with 666 Mafia, she changed the life or whatever. And Lil Chat stepped in, but Lil Chat album, oh my God. Lil Chat, you gotta check her out. Hey, that's back in the day. These Generation Z kids, they probably don't even know nothing about 666 Mafia. They probably know a little bit, but they don't know. They don't know. Them some Tennessee rappers, like 8-Ball, M-A-G, M-A, 8-Ball and M-A-G, you know. You know what I'm trying to say. God damn it, I always mess that up. But I felt like in Versus, 666 Mafia won to me. I mean, I know it's not a contest, but it was a lot of back and forth. Like, I think, I know it was like, you know, that's the, you know, like that little cute combative going back and forth with each other, back and forth, saying little slick shit back and forth. But it got a little bit too much on Bone's part, because I think 666 Mafia came there with love, and Bone Thug came there with hostility a little bit. I mean, not all of the members. I think Busy Bone, Busy Lazy. I can't, the light, it's not Busy. Busy's the one. Busy is the one that rap really, really fast. The light skinned one. It's two light skinned ones, but the one that had the pretty kind of hair, the one, I think I'm saying it right, the one that, you know, was on America Most Wanted when he was a kid. He was kidnapped. He was on America Most Wanted. And, you know, that was another story in itself. But anyway, the Cleveland rappers, It was an altercation. Like, Busy Bone just really went off. Like, I mean, they say he got a little bit of bipolarness going on with himself, but he went off on 666 Mafia. I'm like, he just was like, he was going in. He threw a bottle at them, and that was about to fight. I mean, they had to pull him off stage. I don't know what he was going through. You know, people that got mental illness, sometimes they snap, and they don't, sometimes they see things that not really there, or they have energy that's allowing them to see things that's not really there. So they had to stop the show. They had to stop it and, you know, and restart it without him and everything. And I think Lazy spoke on behalf of Busy, was saying he apologized, you know, we came here to have fun and this and this and that and blah, blah, blah. So they squashed it. I'm glad that they was able to squash it, because they are older artists. So the younger artists today, it's a little bit different. The dynamic is really, really different from the rap that I used to listen to. So it's totally different. It wasn't as much rap beef. You only rap beef that you really heard about, though, I'm just real, is Tupac and Biggie. It might have been some in between other rappers here and there, but that's the only rap beef I really, really heard about. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like they was able, you know, them being mature rappers and being in the game for so long, it was about money. Go out there and make that money. Don't worry about, you know, don't don't get too, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Don't get caught up too much in the hype. And that, I think that's what happened. I think it got to a point where it started becoming like disrespectful. Like they was calling Gangsta Boo a bitch and you did like this and this and that. It was just getting tacky. But eventually they was able to pull it together. Lil Chat came out silly as hell. Don't get me wrong, they was all over the place. But I can say this, when 666 Mafia put their hits on, the crowd got a little, you know, amped up. Bone Thugs and Harmony, they waited to play all their good hits at the end, which I thought that was a good idea, but at the same time, they didn't have those bangers. Like, it was a song that I ain't never heard of that they did called Bass in the Trunk or something like that. I ain't never heard of it. I might be saying the title of the song wrong, but it was a couple of songs that I ain't never heard of, you know what I'm saying? But they did have some hits, you know. The one with Biggie, they did, they had some hits, but I'm not, like I said, 666 Mafia, they showed their ass. They started with all their hits. I mean, to start to finish, they ain't go in between. They ain't do none of that. They started with all their hits, and the crowd went wild with them. So, you know what I'm saying? Only thing that I can say about 666 Mafia, I didn't like how Lil Chat came out on the stage. Her mic, I don't think her mic was on. I don't think she was really rapping it then. I don't even know if Juicy J was there. I think somebody was standing. If that's Juicy J, he looks totally different. I didn't even recognize him. DJ Paul was there, Gangsta Boo. Project Pat. Yeah, it's like the people that was supposed to be rapping, they didn't really, I didn't see them really rapping. I can say that Bone Thugs, they really used their mics. They was rapping. You heard their voices come through on the mics. Like some of the rappers on 666 Mafia, I didn't hear a lot of their music. I didn't hear them actually speaking in the mic. I mean, I didn't hear them really flowing on the mic. Now, they did bring out everybody that featured with 666 Mafia. Majority of the people that they was able to bring there. Like, they had Terrence Howard there for that song that he wrote for that movie. It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp, Hustle and Flow. He was there. Terrence Howard made a special appearance. Lil Flip made a special appearance. Like I said, 8-Ball and MJG. I hope I'm saying it right. They made a special appearance. So they really took the cake to me. That's me. So Versus is going to be, you can check your local YouTube or whatever and figure it out. You know how that is. I'm pretty sure you will be able to find it on social media, but if you can't, go to YouTube and put in Versus and pull up Bone Thugs Versus 666 Mafia, and it will be, I'm thinking, it's still on repeat right now. So I just want to give you my opinion and my review on it. I love 666 Mafia. And to matter of fact, this weekend, me and husband supposed to be fixing up the place. I'm going to be bumping that this weekend, pretty much. I'm going to be bumping that. It just brought back so many of my teen years of listening to that. I know, ratchet and crazy, but I really enjoyed it, but, you know, it had its hiccups. It was stopped. I didn't like all that DJing. I didn't like the DJing. I didn't like that in the beginning. It took too long. I was just ready for them to just start the show. So, it's just me. You know what I'm saying? Que sera, you know? But, hey, you know me. I'll be all over the place. I just want to share my review of the Verses of Bone Thugs and Harmony versus 666 Mafia. Thank you guys for listening and showing love to your girl. I'm really trying to do this thing. Just hit me up. If you want to do a podcast with me, we can link up, whatever you want to do. Just hit me up and we'll set up a day and time and we can do that. Thank you. Have a blessed night and have a great weekend.